Sind auch mit dem Kibbutz auf der Hing.
Warten?
Nein, klar, ja.
I was going to ask Sheikh Shada whether, if we have to speak tonight about Inyan HaDayoma, because it's New Year, so the Goyim starts for midnight. But if New Year Hatap Shat in Halacha as well, so it starts tonight. Yep, Anacht. The Goyim go with Chatzos, so Megei Doch Hayayim Hulechach HaLayla. So yeah, and Shulchan Aruch Shit for New Year. In Ramo, Kuf Mem Ches, that was a lesson which the censor took out from the Shulchan Aruch, and he took it out from the Tumas HaLeshen. The old Tumas HaLeshen is printed, the Simon, I think it's Rish Tzadik Vov, is printed at the back of the old Tumas HaLeshen. Now, Dr. Netzach about sending presents for the Goyim and on New Year, whether they're allowed to, you're not allowed to, I can't answer the Galochim. Of the Weiss is New Year's Ginazach. The Ramo calls it Na'ayo. It's in the Goyshi year, it's a New Year. So Na'ayo. Got to the Tukufis Tevis. So. Zich. Ho. Come on, 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 come Chassid Sofer writes in Tshuva very, very strongly against using the number of the year, the Goyish year. No? You shouldn't write 2016 or 2017. You should write apostrophe 17, apostrophe 16, apostrophe. Chassid Sofer. Salacha, Tzudor Tshuva in our wife, of course. Because that's the Fidah Cheshvan from Yashki, from Eisarish. And maybe they shouldn't write it. So, Be'emes, Sidor, the Chavidat, what was his name? The Rabbi Oima, what was his name? What else? Ravad Yosef, he writes, he's got a long chew about this, and he brings. Kedaka v'kodesh ha'ab kis and shloim kisupah. He brings every single place of the Chassan Sofer himself. The Chuvas writes the Goyish date with the Goyish year. Yeah.
And
Chuvas, yeah, in Chuvas and letters. There, brings and Shvetan Elazai. And he says, and the master the Cheshbon is shichtig, because the Cheshbon of the years started, had nothing to do with the birth or the death of Yashki. It's a different cheshbon, it's out by about, I think, I can't remember the cheshbon, I haven't seen it for a long time, I think about 60 years is out. Such can shaykh us. Mimila, he says, the ganze zach versteht nicht, why, for wuzo zan ezer. So, ich will go zung the cheshbon, the chasm seifa, azoi. Of course, the chasm seifa also knew, I mean, the whole thing, because the whole thing is a sheker, yeah? The ganze zach is one big sheker, the whole chagah mit Eisarish, yes, nothing to do with Eisarish, nothing with him at all. It's got to do with the chagah from which Adam Rishon made, that's in the Shifn Gemara in Avodah Zorah, which in the state Dutton that the Avodah Zorah Gemara Fire Chagah. They had to pick up something, so that's where they picked up the Goyim, because this was already being used as a chagah. And when he was born, Nishbura, this is Als Sheker, Gav Sheker. Now, it was then the Chazan Sofer's Tanei, Gerin Azoi. As I said, Sasheke, Abba, the Goyim write the Catholics, Bifrat, they write in their dates, when they write the dates, they say year so and so to, in small letters, our Lord. That's how they write it. In other words, they are saying that it's so and so many years from Yoshua, it's Ish. It's a sheker. Oh, but they're saying it. So their maskir, that, especially for the Catholics, that's a chilek, one of the chilek, the different religions, they're part of religion. The Trinity, the Allah Maises, this is a chmon, the sons, the every time, you go down Trinity Way here, in Paris, you go, Plaza Trinity, I always felt, yes, Mamma Shavuot is over. Other, the Protestants, they were the reformers, then they went away from the religion. And then gesucht der nicht können, der Mensch, gehen und pushen den Menschen, wie alle Menschen, ja. A besser Mensch, aber nicht können, was sie sagen. And it depends, you've got to know. It's very nachgewinner. And also when there was a whole shaila here about the Bismedishan impress which to use the binyan of the tumor. Yeah, so it depends what religion was it used for. Yes, there's a tshuva in Shulamishiv. Shulamishiv says that the Methodists, this kind of way dissolve. This kind of way dissolve. So if you've got a Zahar Tumah for the Methodists, it hasn't got the halachas for Navoi Dezora. Because it's not a kfir in the Rebbeinu. So you've got to know, it's very in the guess. Kaseda, throughout the year we get this Kaseda shyness. People have got to go to a meeting or to exams or whatever it is, courses in the Tumah's hall, if it depends what the denomination is, which part of the Yach is. Of the year, so you shouldn't write that. Rabbi Wadi Yosef didn't know that. As that's the minig of the goyim here, that they give the name to the year, to so many years to our Lord. But his problem is that the goyim use it as Shema. They use it as Shema Avodizora. So Mila is chasnusha gerecht that you shouldn't use it because for that reason. We read through Amazon the Sif of Kibbutz. I need to go into it a little bit more and broaden it to see. It's very interesting to talk about. I think the idea of Kibbutz Avayim, the halachos of Kibbutz Avayim is interesting because we normally think Kibbutz Avayim is also Kibbutz Avayim, the tatazuk, machazay, daf machnazay, nishazay, nishazay. It's more or less, it's an olive base, that's kazach. We'll see there's much more to it than what meets the eye. So in the Mechaber said, like this, Ezu kibbutz, machiloi, umashkehu, malvish, umachase, machnes, umaitzi. Machiloi. That means either you bring him the food, you provide him the foods, or you feed him with the food if it's necessary. Malvish, you help him to put his clothes on, or you provide him with clothes. Machase machnes umaitzi, you help him in, you help him out. Him or her, father, mother, shkenach, is That is kibbutz. Our gezin, some of the malaktim, bring, as a steht, it steht takim psikta drav kahana, marbitz. Marbitz. What is marbitz? Oh, along with the Gemara, shit marbitz means if you've got a very dusty room, very thick atmosphere, dusty, so this is spritz water, spray water, and the water brought down the dust and it cleared the air. Sorry? Really?
Yeah.
Sorry? It's all the good of the wood floor, but the steht doch Kibbud ist Machele Mashiach, aber das ist eine Sache von Kibbud auf. Der Tate heißt, der Vater tells you do something, you should do it. Don't do something, don't do it. So was ist das für Preis? Just these few things. Meizu Kibbud, Machele, Mashkeu, Malbisch, Machasse, machen zu Meizzi. What I'm going to tell you is, Bams a shit in Toysfus, shit in Rishonim, I'll tell you, a sora, a pshat. In Mela, there's a pshat in the name, for what's straight into Marbitz. Because and so not going to the halacha in quite a lot of in Yunim. Jesus talks about a situation like this. Jesus is going to come to Shitta in the Gemara that Kibbud Av is Mishal Ben, not Mishal Av. Yeah, we pass in Mishal Av. What happens? If you've got Mitzvah Kibbud Av, and at the same time, you've got to try and pick up something that you'd lost, Navedas Asma, something you'd lost, and something that a friend of yours lost. So you've got three mitzvahs in front of you. Kibbud Av, Avedas Atzmoy, Ya'un Naveda, which you want to go and pick up, and Avedas Chaveray, what do you do? If you're going to be Isaac, Bavedas Oviv, your father's Bechoid Oviv, Avedas Achaveroi, you got to, you and your father got a chiv to do. Because it's a mitzvah. Like your father can't tell you, don't go and, shit, that's a gemara mefarshes, don't go and pick up an Aveda, you're not mechuyav to listen to him, because he's also mechuyav to pick up the Aveda. So Mela, the Aveda of your chava comes first before the Kibbud Av. Yeah, before the Kibbud Av. And what's the pshat when the father was the Tosfos got answer this very good Tosfos. Look, Tosfos, when the Gemara says when the Gemara says both Metzia, if your father, you might think if your father tells you not to give back an Aveda, you should listen to him, Talmud Lema, yeah, as Nishazek, as Kvedi Shemukim comes first. It doesn't mean just someone tells you, I don't want you to give back the Aveda to your friend. That's a summer, I can't say that. It's a harishus, it's a harosha. Zukta knows then, it means, because I want you to do something for me, for Kvedi. So the father requests your services, and you've got a chiev to give back Aveda to your chava. What comes first? Your chava. Because your father's got the same chiyuv to be Meshav Aveda to your chava. So Aveda's chaveroi comes before Kibbud Av. Yeah. But if his your Chavos Aveda comes first, oh, but what's about your Aveda and his Yenu's Aveda? Your Aveda comes first. So if there's a shal of a loss, your own loss, and at the same time your chav is going to have a loss, you're mechuy to look after yourself first. So you've got to give back, you've got to look after your own aveda first. And where it's your aveda and kibbadav, what comes first? Your father's aveda. So you've got a vicious circle. Yeah, then what to do? Put it on. So sweet tastes. So Bemis and the Mesul Shas and the Mesul Shas says here that Tos in Zvuchim black the attack of Ashayla by a Sufik. There's no answer. But here Tos says here in Kedushin in Sugya of Kibudav, Tos says there in Rigaliri, you should leave Avedis Oviv, Koid Oviv, and leave Avedis Chaveroi, and be Yosef the Avedas Atzmoi, in your own Aveda. Why? Because Kibud Av is essentially only something which the Av is going to get a hanor from. Let's say the father wants to throw his money in the sea, and he's got a purpose for it. He's got a purpose for it. It's Nishtam. He's got a purpose for it. Look at the Moshul what? The Moshul that he wants to put fear into the hearts of his family, of his children, to realize that. And so it's not about Shat, it's not about Tashas Tam. It's about Tachlis. So there this kibbutz, because he wants you to listen to him, but he's got no hanor from the Veda. Well, he's got no hanor he got no hanor himself, direct hanor, personal, physical hanor from throwing the money into the sea. Or like Avedo, you're from your Aveda, he's got, if you go and find your Aveda, he's got no hanor from that. He's got no hanor from that. His only hanor is that that you're going to listen to him. But you need Aveda. Then your Aveda comes first. So Tosha's words are, Kim she'ein ha'av ne'nev Aveda atzma, Eina ben chayiv l'hafsid avedo soi b'shul oviv. A person doesn't have to lose out by losing his aveda if he doesn't go and fetch it by looking up, by doing what the father wants him to do. Why? Because kibbutz is only like machilo yimashkehu, where the father gets direct benefits from the kibbutz you're giving him. So if the benefit you're giving the parent is feeding him, giving him to drink, clothe him, all that kind of thing, so he gets a hanoah from the actual physical help that he's getting from the child, from the son or the daughter. In Emela, less than that, if just listening to what he wants without him getting hanoah is not on the same level. Emela, where there's a steer now between you looking after your father, doing what he wants, and on the other hand, you've got your Avedas Atzma, you're going to lose out physically from it and financially from it, there's no Chiv Kibbutz. Otherwise, look tasteless. So, that means, there's a stira. There's a stira between one and the other. If there wasn't a stira, it was a Kibbutz. So, we see, though, that Kibbutz, there are two levels in Kibbutz. But in short, which they do, that Kibbutz Av, there's always a mitzvah to do what a father wants, or what a mother wants, or others, Kibbutz Av. Oh, but where you got a steer here between Kibbutz Av and you yourself losing out financially, and the father gets no hanor from you, from what he wants you to do for him, so it's not his physical hanor, then you've got to look after yourself first. So we see, so that's why the Braisa here says these Misholim. Machiloi, Mashkehu, Machiloi, Mashkehu, Machasehu, Maitzioi, Machni. All that are physical benefits which the father gets from the son. That is a full kibbutz. That even if you're going to lose out, the shiklo, and that's what shiklo. If looking after your father, this kibbutz of machilo mashkeu, he's getting physical benefit from what you're doing, even though you're going to lose out from it. That means it doesn't have to cost you money because we say kibbutz av misharav. It's from the father's. He's got to pay for it. But if you're going to lose out, the moshe, you're going to be busy looking after your father and make sure he has his dinner. And because of that, you're going to lose out, you're going to lose financially. That's your chiv. That is your mitzvah, that's your chiv. Yeah. So, although something which is not mamish direct benefit, there are situations like our situation here, where you've got to steer what to do, then your loss comes first. So, Mela, the categories mentioned in the Braisa here, on machiloi, umashkehu, are dafka those things where there's direct benefit for the father from what you're doing to him. Marbitz, what are you doing about marbitz? I'm suggesting this. Marbitz is what? You've got dust in the air, yeah, and you spritz the air, and it settles the dust, it brings the air, the water brings down all the dust, and really, can breathe, can rather get into rikido. So that is, the father hasn't got dafka, a direct hanoah from the marbitz sein. It's not his physical hanoah straight, the direct physical hanoah. He's got a hanoah from the fact that you've cleared the air, and therefore now he can breathe. Oh, it's not a direct physical hanoah from the spritzing. Forget, he wants to get out the air when he's spritzing. He doesn't want to get wet. So mainly he hasn't got hanoah from the spritzing. So that's not b'chal kibbutz. Not b'chal the ikka kibbutz, which we're talking about. So it's important chilik. In many situations we see later, it's matan nachkumina. I already mentioned one nachkumina here where you've got to steer it between your loss and not doing what the father wants, if it's not the direct hanoah for the father. So marbitz, so is that's why steht nicht in the Braisa don marbitz, because even the state in the Pesukim of Rav Kahana steht ja in andere Pesukim Chazal. Aber the Braisa bei uns in Asvas in the Gemara Shavas is good demand. So there's a reason why it's not mentioned, and I think that's the reason. So me, those who bring it, because Avada state, but don't state nicht, in the Gemara state is nicht. So don't add on things which state in the Gemara. The Gemara, that's when we left it out with Kavala, because it's not Bechal, the Kibbutz. Why? Because it's not a direct Hanoah. The father doesn't get direct Hanoah from the spritzing. Forget. So really, he just wants to benefit the outcome of it. Once he spritz the air and go into the dust, now he can breathe easily. So that's the Andor Sadach. Dus the Chilik and the Farusum. Yes, sir. Included in Machila and Mashkeu means physically to feed him, and so the Shaila arises, and this happens Keseda and Keseda as. What happens if a person's got elderly parents and they can't look after themselves? They can't look after themselves. They need to be looked after by somebody else. So what's the answer? There's Yiddish home, Yiddish care places, and there's the son's house. Yeah. Well, have you got a chiv to bring your parents into your own house and look after them, or can you let them be looked after by other people? Number one. And number two, if you can get them looked after by other people, who pays the bill? Who pays the bill? We learned that kibud av mishalav. So the chayre one would say, the father has to pay the bill. I want to show you something. It's an interesting thing. I just want to add before I start, and this is chilek, is obviously each case is different and each case needs a shayla, la alocha. It's an interesting thing. We have this in the parshas from Yosef. Yeah? The Ramban says this. I'm saying to you, the Ramban in Shuvas. As we learn from Yaakov Avinu, he was Nenash for the 22 years that he wasn't by Yitzchak. That time. Sorry? Well, for those years he was learning in Shem Ve'eva. No, that's when Yeshiva dot in Shem Ve'eva. Chod Yitzchak doch got a Yeshiva. But I say Shem Ve'eva's Yeshiva was a big Yeshiva, more of a Yeshiva. In Memele, Segevina. Yeah, Segevich bin a Yeshiva dot. Yeah, I think, Etram over looked at me, Anthony Galinsky, Etram over looked at me, that Egevim had a stipend on me. And the stipend dot in Gazook, so many deep pastures, though. Der Sefer hat gesagt, der Bianca soll ich gleich verkaufen eine Sache, wo sie kennt immer so, ich darf gar nicht so umgefahren, ich kann immer so, wo sie will. Hat er gesagt, also, hat er gesagt, er steht, als Jakob Wienu, Yitzchak Wienu, told Jakob Wienu to go, and he went, And he didn't go empty-handed. He was Gatha Sachashiris, had a lot of wealth with him when he went to Beis Lovo. On the way, Davai Eliphaz was sent by his father to Esav to pursue Yaakov, and to kill him. So he came out to Yaakov Inu and he said, "Smokezan, I have a mitzvah came to Zayn. Mitzvah Kivadav, I will kill you." So Yaakov Inu said to him, "Okay, I've got an eitzah for you. You don't have to kill me. Take all my wealth, and once I'm a poor person, only choshu kames, you be mekayem the mitzvah, and I can carry on my life." Azayotim gezukt. Zukt the medrash, the kiven shegodal al birkav shel Yitzchak, because he grew up by Yitzchak, so Eliphaz at mekavul grain. Agrein hashivu bocha, vini shvi. Agrein hashivu bocha, agrein by Yitzchak, so he was mekavul it. And that's why Baruch Hashem we're here today. Yeah, so Yaakov survived. Zukt atre disciple gezukt. At the same time, Zukt give a kick. Zukt Yitz Eliphaz good best and winner Ritzach like his father. And winner Ritzach, but because he was Godol al Birkos Shel Yitzchak, again he stopped yeshiva. And because of that, he accepted not to do Maaser Ritzicha, but the Maaser Geneva. So we see from here, it's kedai to keep a book in yeshiva. So and he sold this to his the stifles to Fakufa to Rabbi Yankel Bechinim. That's now was a limit. I was later going to Yeshiva Dalton by Yitzchak. So he wasn't punished for the 22 years in for more for the 14 years in Aber for the 22 years in by Lovam the ganze Meister. It's Nana Shwan, ganze Geshir, the ganze Meister. Frage ich euch. Also, Yitzchak Avinu, und das steht in Rishonim, der Ramban says, beim Ramban sagt das, in aller Teure, sagt, als Yitzchak Avinu gewinnt ein größer Gewirr. Gewinnt ein größer Gewirr. Ja, da wurde ihm, Schwoche, Zäune, Boka, ja, everything. Was he short of anyone to look after him? He wasn't short. He didn't need Yaakov Avinu to be there next to him to look after him. And he didn't need for that. Aber im Kalzeh, Yaakov Avinu was nenash. Why? For us. He had no need for his services. It's vaystois from them that there's a chiev for son to be near the father. Just the mere fact to be near him. And this is a code for the father and to serve him when he needs to be served by him. Not that I needed him to do it, but so because he wasn't a kind of Mrs. Kibbutz Av of what? Not machide mashkei. He didn't need him for that. The mitzvah kibbutz is the son is by the father. Does the mitzvah? I'm worried in the kuda, because the pasuk can bring it. Sazach as a son should live in the place of the father. Sidoa likuti maril shteit dalton and the minhugim maril shteit that from his rebbe the Marash, he said he lived in Neustadt, and he said, if not for that mitzvah, I would have left Neustadt many times already. Oh, but my tata go into Alton, so I have to stay there. And the zukta, nothing to do with it. He needed to say, etzem zach for son to be in the place, live where the parents live. This is a wichtige zach zachiv, a part of a chiv of kibbutz. Ad kadei kach, that Yaakov was nenash, because he wasn't there. Even though Yitzchak didn't need him. So if you think about it, it's a starke zach. I can try and put in the film because each thing he's got so many put in the film. Now listen, there is such a principle, and each case has got to be different from them individually on some merit. So made so. Yeah, I mean I know of cases here in town, generally, as again situations where a parent became alone because the other one was nifter and they felt on their own and they want to go and live with the child, and the child said, "Kenisht, yeah, I'll set you up in one of the homes and that's it." And the Christ, I'm going to live with you, I'm going to live in your house, and I'm not gelost. The chore is not berechtigt, it's not right. Oh, we'll see in a minute, we're building. is the first chiv is, but that is the first chiv. The first chiv is you got to take your parents or parents into your house. That is pushit. That's hakel moedim. Payment for what? For what they need for themselves, what they need. The food, the drink, and all the other things they need. The father's got to pay if he's got. If he hasn't got, the son is chayav to pay. If they've got, they've got to pay. The parents got to pay. So, amul machzich, that the son's got, he's got a dira, and he's got what we call a granny flat next door, or spare flats, or spare house, whatever it is, still nearby. You've got to put your parents up there. You've got to be mechuyt to put your parents up there. And what happens if it's let? So if it's let, so you're not mechuyt to lose out some rent, then you're mechuyt to take your parents in, rather than a stranger, and they should pay tackle the rent. And if they can't pay, then you're not mechuyt to lose out. If they can't pay, and the son is not mechuyt to pay, but mikardin, only at stoker, then you can rent it out. You don't have to put your father up, but you've got to make sure that he'll have something comfortable where to be. The shayla is, what happens if your wife objects? It's your father or your mother, and they need putting up, and you want to put them up, and the wife objects. So in chatchila, you've got to try and talk over and tell her what the mitzvah it is, and I'll think, but the way things go, it's not so easy. Bemis says the worst relationship, shit in the Mishnah in Erevin, is between a shver and a shnir, between a shver and a daughter-in-law. That's the worst relationship. Yeah, it's shit about Erevin. Don't want to talk to you. Erevin, that if a person leaves his house for Shabbos with his family and goes to stay with his daughter, so he doesn't have to still be give part in the Erev of his house where he left, if he lives in the block of fat space, because he's gone out for Shabbos, he can stay out for Shabbos. But they do, and they'll be okay. But if he goes to live with his son, if he goes to spend Shabbos with his son, the likelihood is he's going to fall out with his daughter-in-law, and he's going to come back in the middle of Shabbos. He's got to be still a good part of the Erev. As I said, so you can see from the other Mishnah that the worst relationship is between a Shver and a Shnir, rather than a Shvig and a Shnir. Let's do come a Stiris name. Not a Stiris, but I'm sure I'll come on him. Red wing name alone, but I'm not going to give a shiur on that. Just as I was in the Lach. Yes, sir. But the Meiser, if you can't talk your wife over, so geht nicht. And Bashir Meifin, she doesn't want. Why? Because she says, it could be machlikus and vegetarian and so myself. Is she entitled to say such a thing? The master, let's say she isn't entitled to say it, but she does say it. You know what I mean? The Welt sucht. It's lohnt sich nicht alle muss sein gerecht. It's not worth always being right, because it's not going to work. Yes, do I have machaber? I think it's good to know this. It's halach and shulchan aruch thing. Yeah, there are a lot of things in shulchan aruch people don't even dream exist. But this is lach achidush de kizach. Never know. It's $9. The end, I think. Do you want something to have? Person says to his wife, I don't want your parents to come to my house, or your brothers or your sisters. I don't see them here. I don't want them to come to the house. Yeah? Ever heard of such a thing? I'm sure you have, yeah? We've all heard it. Ein ritzoini shivoy lebesi, I don't want these people to come to my house. Ovicho, ovich, v'yimech, v'chayich, v'chisayich. wat zal ook, hè? Shemilai, het recht. Why? So the reason is, because no, the reason why. The reason is, it's his house. Ez balabos. And you can see who he likes, who he wants him to come in the house or not. Oy bazoy, if he's there, if it's not his house, it's her house. Yeah. Her parents paid for it, and in any case it is like that, and it's written in her name as well, Oichet, and it's her house, so she's got to say. Yeah, no, listen, it depends on that. Aye, she wants to visit her, see her, meet her parents and her brothers and sisters, so she shouldn't go visit them. And she's entitled to go to her parents' house once a month, Pam b'chodesh, b'chol regel, v'lo yichlus haim lo. And they shouldn't come to visit her. Ella im ira lo dova choli oileda. Unless choli she become not well, or the faket, or a simcha, and she had a baby, then they're entitled to come and visit her at home, even though the husband objects. That's sif test. This is ein dalet sif test. Sif yud. V'chein hi she'amro, if she said, ein ritzoin she'voi lebeis ovichel vimecho, achecho vachyesecho. I don't want your parents to come. Yeah. Mom said, the Makar state imech, doesn't say the father. The talk about that, I'm not sure I'm getting this. Is, I don't want your father and your mother and your brothers and your sisters to come to my house. I don't want them to even live, and they won't live in the same block of flats. Yeah. We live in one flat, they live in another flat, and I don't want it's too close for comfort. Because they're always nasty to me and they chipper me. She's got a tina. But only I'm getting bezin. And the bezin got to put somebody in, get somebody reliable, a very reliable lady to live in the house for a certain amount of time to see how things go on and let them testify. And this person will have to testify whether it's true or not, and it could be a woman as well. How can you rely on a woman for testifying? So chazak, also she is herself. Our belav hochi, and if it's not true, ain't shemila, because it's not her house. If I say again, no, if it is her house, she's got the right to say it. And it has to be clarified. Also she do. So it's do azazach. I'm not sure if we should come. It's do azazach. So if there's a shaila now, parents need putting up, and you can't bring to the house. The svetin shgeid. Like I said before, yagrech dishgrech svetin shgeid. Svetin shgeid. So what do you do? Well, like we said, there's an option. You can put them up in a base office, in a. A retirement house, a retirement place, whatever it is, one of these places, nowadays, is much better than it used to be. With all the complaints, but it's still better than it used to be. Is who pays? So Pashtus is, we should have. So Moshe Shtemberg went to Lachazoy, where is Lachazoy? Took the. Lachazoy. Demis, you got the chiv. You got the chiv. Sickness, your house. For whatever reason, you can't. It causes machlokes in your house, shon bayis problems, so you can't. So you're offloading your chiv by putting them up elsewhere. But it's your chiv. So you can't pat your chiv by saying it's mishalav. That means avada the chelik of achila and shtia and bedding and clothing, all those kind of things. Which they need avadas mishalav. Of the costs of being put up in this home, besides those expenses, is mishalven. Because that's something that the son or the child or daughter, they could achieve to do that techa themselves. So what you're doing is, you're getting out of that techa for a particular situation where it's going to cost money. So it's your techa. You've got to pay for the techa, so it's your expense, it's your chiv. So you've got to split it between the two things. You've got to split it between the cost of what comes on the heading of kibud, achila, shtia, knisa, hachnosa, hitzoa, kisui, begodim, all that kind of thing, that's their expense, that they've got to pay for. But you've got to pay for the cost of of care, the cost of the care, and then all the other expenses, the cost of the care, which that means all. In other words, everything they would have were they in your house, free of charge. Why free of charge? But that's your mitzvah, that's your chiyuv techa begufa. You've got to actually physically sort all these things out. You're not doing it. You're putting them up in a home. Fine, oh, that's your expense. So we have to be careful here. Say, oh, mishalav, everything's mishalav. Yeah, the chiyuv of v'shtetim mechaba, machil, mashk, all that kind of things, mishalav. Over the chiyuv of upkeep, mishalven. So, and something nekuda. Moshe ranked, though, and so, k'tazoi. Yeah, Zok Tazo is going to Meister. So the Meister of the Reb Chaim says, going to Zok. There's a Meister in Brisk. A Meister in Brisk that a son didn't want to, the seed lived in Brisk, and his parents or his father lived in Varsha. No, from Brisk to Varsha, it's a Mahalach. Even today, it's a Mahalach. So I'll shake a leg. So, yeah, Brisk is on. Right, on the border of Dalton, and then Vash is so he says cost for guilt. It's cost for guilt. Zukta of the gefreit of Chaim. Zukta of Chaim to the brisker of the Chaim. What's erzählt? Am gefreit of Chaim. Reb Chaim gezukt. Azoi, no, you don't take expenses. So put on your walking shoes, boots, and walk there. You have to walk there. So it'll take you 3 days. And so you don't have to spend the time, the ganze bother, and wear out your shoe leather, wie man sagt. So you want to travel. So why do you want to travel? To get out of your tircha. Oh, but you've got the chiv. So you've got to pay it yourself. It's not mishalav. It's mishalben. It's a goyne shechav. It's a goyne shechav. Yeah, Zuchte brings here another Zachse. We have a machleika, a ganze shmiz between Reb Chaim and the Chaznish. He brings in a shmuz between Reb Chaim and the Chaznish. Bizman no chomer gwein. Now they met in Minsk. And it's going a shayla, it's going in Tzukas, and it didn't have an asterisk. So there's a shayla between here whether there's a chiv to go to travel bichlal to another town to get a kosher asterisk. It's finished. A ganze shayla. So the overzoy can say I'm declaring the shayla whether the son zeshim choy bchal to go from one town to another for kibud avim. I was looking. You can't make any sushan and zach sedandra. Though he's in the town and zok kosher esrog ashes potter. But kibud av is because the Torah the Chazal amadavet the Torah amadavet to quit shemaim ashes a chiv to travel afilah. So this goes a shayla. But I can put him. In terms of expenses, and the risk of what I'm asking going to say, as that you can't see, Mishalav. So a person can't see, a person got a chiv, we'll see later, he's got a chiv, Mizman Lizman, to go and visit his parents, if they live abroad, live in a different town, exactly how Shtetinsh Klo, but Sado, Demyain, think to Mibdama too, but whatever it is, the it's Mishal Ben, not Mishalav. Why? Because it's this Ben's chiv as his techa to mechav the father a gufay to go visit. So, and you're not used to that with the letter. There's chiv of letters as well, the chiv of phone calls of Al Capone. We'll see in a minute. We'll see later exactly what the shir is. But that is the chiv of the son and the financial. All is the son's. It's his expense. Now this fixing in the. We can show Israel every possible mitzvah, just to be ma'ira this nekuda, because it can be enough in all different kinds of ways. One has to be aware of the chilukim here. As not everything is mishalav, any expense mishalav. This is pushed. Yeah, this is pushed. But early on, he says in the Shura, as far as possible. The chiv, the emes is, the chatrilik chiv is to take a parent or parents into one's own house to look after them. Unless it's Unless
across
the
sea, you can't go, but you can't walk across the sea. You have to take a boat or a plane. So then who pays for that?
All right, sure. We'll try that. Yeah, we'll try that. Doesn't miss. Yeah, can't I? Yeah. I said that again. Should I get all the quotes? Don't you worry about the shale. As much as the shale, we're not sure. Do clear him. Do clear him. Yeah. Yeah. But then, on the other hand, this is not a party. You know. What happens if the father hasn't got, the parents haven't got money to pay, they can't to live in the parent in the son's house, geknisht, and they can't afford to go into a care home or anything like that. They can't afford it. There's a better care home which costs X amount. You can push the care home where one gets what one needs, basic needs, and it's much cheaper. So is a son mechuyev to put his parents up in a more expensive one because it's a better place, or can he make do with a cheaper one? He can afford, but he's not mechuyev. We learned already last week he's not mechuyev to pay more. Where the father can't afford it, he's not mechuyev to pay as kibudav because of mishalav. So if he's paying because the parents haven't got, it's midin stoker. So is mechuyev to give for his parents more than what it would cost to oishatna oni, any oni, not his parents? And what would he do? We pay for him to go to the cheaper one. So the halacha can do that. Although he's got to make sure that he's back thing. He's got to make sure it's a comfortable thing. It's a comfortable place for him. That's, from that you can learn from Marbitz. Yeah, the place has got to be comfortable. We go, some places are not comfortable, some places are uninhabitable sometimes. Some of these places are gefährlich. Nowadays it's getting better maybe, but even called there, so you've got to be careful. So davgein mitzeichel, stays from that one mitzeichel. Is this is the mitzvah of Kibud Av, the Gava visiting parents. There's also Chiv. Come, there's not much time now to go into it properly. Of a Shtet Azoi. Das ist eine interessante Sache, du. Es ist ein Halloch in Schuchen auch. Ja, der Humor bringt ein Halloch in Schuchen auch von Ramban. Der Ramban says, that somebody got married, and his shver made him make a shvur that he will live in the shver's town for four years after chasna. For 4 years after chasna. So the shari gavain, is that considered a shvur levatlas mitzvah? Because he's causing his Edom to not be able to live where his father lives. And that's the mitzvah of kibbutz, like we saw before. See? Bring the Ramban. Chew the Ramban. Because the mitzvah is to live in the place where one's parents are. And obviously this is nowadays people think it's faket. It's called minig faket. Avadagavis, if the parents are moichel, is the avshi moichel al kavadi, kavadi moichel. But if they're not really moichel, and sachmul is azai, not really moichel, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to go into a shidduch where you're not going to be able to live where your parents are? You're going to have to live where your shver lives. Be'emes, in Hilchos Shidduchim, where the Shidduchim is a separate sugya here, we've got to talk about, not separate, but it's without Farang and Dim. There's halacha, right at the end of the Simon, that when it comes to Shidduchim, the Gemara says, Yima'av, Moicha, Beben, Liso, Ezo, Isha, Shiyach, Boitz. if a father objects to a son marrying someone who he wants to marry, why? Because the halacha is a person's got to marry someone that he wants to marry, not to marry someone he doesn't want to marry. I mean, you can imagine what the house is going to be like, what the shulam bayis is going to be like. If seen it, leider, k'seder. People saying, I never want to marry you really, but I was forced, I was pressured. That's k'seder. Now, just like people got to remember, don't pressurize your children to get into saying yes to a shidduch. People don't realize that. They make, so I remember a case, some of the early grandparents, and they're still saying, and their wife's still saying, I never said yes. Because the matter, they met, the couple met, and the bromfen and the lekech and the cake was already poured out and laid on the table next to the shmek, they could smell it already, and they came out of the room, and the mother-in-law, one of the mothers-in-law said, oh, fine, mazel tov, in gangen. You would ask, she still said, I said yes. People get pressured, some words you cover them, because that remains a problem, it doesn't go away. These problems don't go away. Is Al Kaponim, is
Yeah, rather, no, rather, rather. No, but living in the same place.
Who's?
The son-in-law, he hasn't got his kids. The daughter's got a kid.
No, she hasn't. No, that was Sif said, yeah? Because in Yechel, she's a Mshuvah's husband, yeah? She, oh. Zuk the Ramban, no, because Nisui Isho is Kaidim in the Kibbutz. And the only person he finds suitable to marry is this young lady who insists, and the father insists, that they live where he lives, and since he won't be able to marry otherwise, he's got to make that shidduch. And also in this case he says the parents agreed to making the shua. It's the chavadigit. So, for what is it? Why didn't he say, push it? To go and live there is only a chashem mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be mishamash of parents. To be mishamash of parents. Not to live there where the parents are. Zukta Avdenezer, Vibati doesn't say that's mukach, that the living there, without the pot, is going to work and help them. Thus is that to kibbutz. And coming back to Raya, so it's very good. So he says, the moshul, if a person's made a neder, yeah, if somebody made a shvua or neder to go and live in Eretz Yisrael, so he made a shvua that he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. He made a shua not to go to Eretz Yisrael. Somebody made a shua, the Rosh Hashanah shua. He made a shua not to go on La'al Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Not to be Oyle to Eretz Yisrael. So he says that's not called the shua Levat Lesamitzah. Is that called the shua Levat Lesamitzah? Zuk the Rosh Hashanah. It isn't, because going to Eretz Yisrael is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's not called making shua Levat Lesamitzah. Zuk the Rosh Hashanah. Because the only way to live in Eretz Yisrael is by going there. It's all part of the same mitzvah. It's a chilik for the guf. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. Look, the same here. Is the mitzvah here is to be with his parents. He says to live with your parents, even it will never happen, they're going to have to do something for them. They've got servants, they've got avodim, they've got whatever they've got, and you won't need to lift a finger for them. Of the etzem being in the place where your parents live, that's a mitzvah. So let's take that into account. About the parents of Moichel, but can't take the Mechila for granted. Mach Shiduchim, and you make Tznai that nobody makes a good make a shul nowadays. Mach Tznai that the Chosen of Maskin Tzavoyne and Bad Shve, and his parents aren't really Maskim, so you're being Machshelim with Alish Neva. Or maybe he does not listen to it, maybe he's not going to keep the Tznai. Maybe the Chosin is a very sorry, Shailin, of the Shas Maisim of Takanish Gret properly, and I didn't say, I didn't object because of my parents need me, they want me, I want to even carry the mitzvah. Kanzani can just pack his cases and go. So just stuff him listen. Yeah, so Shaila. That was a Shaila, it was an interesting Shaila. And the Sakh is a Shaila, but I think there's a remote, just as a matter of interest. Yeah, just 1 minute more. A Shaila, somebody took on the Edom of Kest, Satum Sedation. Somebody took an Edom of Kest for 5 years. An Edom of Kest for 5 years. Sure. And Masuk lived Gitz, Zalman, everybody was happy, and they lived together, and he was there for 10 years. After 10 years, the relationship went a bit sour, and the Shreya threw his Edom out. With the daughter of the Ganser, who Banglot, out the house, just fend for yourselves. And then he sent him a bill for the 5 years, which he had never agreed, the Chatzilah.
Another
Meister. What? Another Meister. Yeah, but who's Gerechtu? A Gerechtu Shwezer, passing the remote. Passing the Tumza Deshen. Tumza Deshen, passing a Gerecht. Yeah, and as she dot in Shulchanoch, selbe Sach, yeah, you have to be careful, Rabbi Yisai, if you invite a guest for Shabbos, for Tzudas Shabbos, yeah, ganz fein, and then afterwards you send him a bill, your guest a bill, he's mechuf to pay. She in Shulchanoch. I'm just saying, Shin Shukhnoch. He's going to pay. So, if you ever are a guest yourself, and you get an invitation, and you get served a 7-course meal, yeah, just hold your breath because you might get a bill, and don't leave your credit card number with the ghost because you've got a problem. So you've got to make it tonight. Kajunamaisa, that yeah, I understand. This is are you going to be charging me? And you know, that was an unpleasant conversation. But just cover yourself to be sure. But say that.
What? All these things are
Depends what muscle the nut is.
More often than not, the child can't take the pants in because of the attention. Which
is expensive.